It's still August, but school has already started in some parts of the country. Though while classes are underway, the effort to get more students enrolled continues at full speed. And it's not just private schools that are marketing themselves to prospective students and their parents. Public schools are fighting for attention as well. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, KJZZ's Stina Sieg reports from Phoenix.
There's a new billboard in South Phoenix this summer. It features teens smiling under the words, 60 Years of Excellence, South Mountain High School. And to Principal Lucretia Williams, it's a pretty big deal.
I saw it. I almost started doing a, like, happy dance, jumping out of the car.
This billboard is the latest in the campaign to draw kids to her school, which serves about 1,700 students. Because of open enrollment, where families can choose schools outside their neighborhood, South Mountain High has to vie for students with other traditional public schools. It also competes with charter schools, which are funded with tax dollars, too, as well as private money. They make up more than a third of all public schools in the state. But Williams says she doesn't mind having to advertise South Mountain.
We should do that. Our kids deserve it. The public deserves it. I think I'm not threatened by those schools because I know what we have to offer.
And there are a lot of dollars at stake, between $8,000 to $9,000 per year. Per student. That's why many schools don't just have a public information officer anymore. They've got a PR person, like Craig Platenik. He spent years marketing major and minor league baseball. Now he works for the Phoenix Union High School District, which includes South Mountain High.
Our customers are our students, just like fans coming to a baseball game. And when I was in baseball, the key to surviving was to put fannies in the seats. Well, it's no different than that here.
Platenik standing in front of South Mountain and pondering its curbside appeal as if it were a restaurant or piece of real estate. He's done brochures, postcards, and even ads in movie theaters with the same theme, drawing in kids with other kids.
Successful kids, attractive kids, kids that are dressed in every sort of uniform and costume.
There is some evidence these ads are working. The district gained nearly 750 new students across its 16 campuses last year. But Platenik admits that traditional public educators are still just starting to learn how to market their schools. When it comes to advertising, it can feel like charters are on a completely different wavelength.
We have hot dogs, we have chips, we have Kool-Aid, we have some games.
That DJ is South Point High School's marketing person, Coco Hunter. And this is one of the ways his charter school tries to get new students in the door. A completely free poolside party at a neighborhood housing complex. Hunter says when you give someone a free hot dog, it's not just about the hot dog. It's about the human connection.
And whenever we hit them with some mailers, now it doesn't go into the trash can. You know, they associate that mailer with what we did for them that day.
But does this kind of outreach actually connect with parents? Annette Guevara, a mom who lives in one of the buildings, says definitely.
I enjoy people going out and doing community events because and then I'm like, okay, well, my kids are going to enjoy that when they go to that school or something in that nature.
And that could make a difference soon. Guevara's 4-year-old son will be starting school next year. Guevara says she doesn't like the local, traditional public schools and is leaning toward a charter. Now she just has to choose which one from all the competition in town. For Here and Now, I'm Stina Sieg in Phoenix.